Now, you talked about considering TCH in a patient where you're concerned about cardiovascular disease. Would age alone make you think about this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that we did not enter in any of these trials truly elderly women. And that could be the next priority because occasionally they show these HER2 overexpressing tumors. And for these women, I think that there are even more attractive options that we should test. For example, either completely get rid of chemotherapy, because after all, Herceptin might be doing 2/3 of the work, or design very gentle chemotherapy regimens, for example, a few weeks of weekly trastuzumab. Maybe that's all these women need, and the risk of toxicity will be minimized in this way.
Do you think right now in a non-protocol setting, in an older woman, maybe with comorbid disease, who you really don't want to give chemotherapy to, particularly a patient with an ER-negative tumor, that trastuzumab monotherapy is a consideration?
I think so. And we have been discussing in the Breast International Group whether we shouldn't do, for these women, a randomized study comparing trastuzumab alone versus trastuzumab and a little bit of weekly Taxol, you know, just to see if we could get rid, possibly, of the chemotherapy.
Do you think it would be reasonable to do that right now in a non-protocol setting?
Well, you know, I had a request from Australia a few weeks ago for a patient, I think, who was 72 years old, and there was very serious concerns about cardiotoxicity. So this woman was clearly not candidate for anthracycline-based chemotherapy, but had an aggressive tumor, ER-negative, HER2-positive. And, you know, I gave this recommendation. It's not evidence-based, but I thought it made a lot of sense to give weekly Taxol for up to 3 months together with trastuzumab, trastuzumab being continued until a one-year duration, although the finished trial is in this sense very provocative. So the trial was primarily a chemotherapy trial. It was designed to compare, in fact, two antitubulin agents, docetaxel and vinorelbine, given for, I think, up to 3 months or 2 months, and then followed by 3 cycles of FEC. But, of course, then came the idea that there would be, in this trial of a little more than 1,000 patients, 1/5 of women with HER2-positive disease. And in this particular subset, they asked a second question, would trastuzumab be beneficial? So there was a second randomization for these women. So it is a very small study compared to the large adjuvant trials. However, the results are provocative. And what is interesting when you think about the design of the study is that trastuzumab was given together with the anti-microtubule agent. But since this drug has a long half-life, it was still in the circulation when these patients received 3 cycles of FEC. And so you start wondering if this was not an original way of building on the synergism of trastuzumab, not only with taxanes or with vinorelbine, but also with anthracyclines. And so they got this huge treatment effect. Because of the very small size of the trial, it's not possible to consider that a definitive study. It is just provocative. And to me, you know what it means is that if in the HERA trial we are unable to show a duration effect, we are unable to show that 2 years is better than 1 year, then I really think it's going to be a priority to look at shorter duration of trastuzumab.
Right now, we know from our patterns of care work that oncologists are almost universally using a year when they do use adjuvant trastuzumab. Is that what you do?
I think that makes a lot of sense because it was the duration in the American trials, and it's the duration used in the investigational arm for which we showed results. You know that we have not yet shown any results of the 2-year arm. We expect to do that in the next 1 or 2 years.
You know, when I saw that finished trial and had that same thought about the anthracycline, I was thinking about Aman Buzdar's work in the neoadjuvant setting where he just went ahead and combined it with anthracycline. Do you think that that is a strategy that needs to be looked at in the adjuvant setting?
Well, there are certainly some compelling reasons to do it. I am still a little bit scared because, you know, cardiotoxicity, what we have learned is that you really need to follow women for many years before you get the full picture. And so even though right now the data on cardiotoxicity are not really alarming, because we also have heard that some of these cases are reversible and improve with time, I don't think we have a final answer. And these women also get radiation. So if we are going to do that, I believe it must still be done in clinical trials where women will be followed for many years.